Residents of the two buildings that were demolished in the blast, as well as people living and working in nearby buildings, remain evacuated as first responders and fire investigators continue to comb through the debris. About 60 people are staying in temporary shelters set up by the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports on how they're dealing with their new reality.
Coming out of the Red Cross shelter on 125th Street, clutching the hand of her twin 9-year-olds, Elizabeth Alvarez says it was a rough night.
Well, I haven't slept. It was horrible. I'm just glad that I was with my neighbors and we looked out for each other. We looked out for each other's kids.
Her daughter Savannah says at least they had the family pet.
And then we didn't want to leave our dog, so we took her with us, even though she didn't get her shots yet.
The Red Cross says 44 adults and 25 children stayed in the shelter. It's a Salvation Army community center with services for the poor, like a daily soup kitchen. For the next few days, various city agencies will be there helping the displaced apply for aid and housing. The city says it will try to place them in affordable housing nearby. At the site of the explosion, the building still smolders, filling the area with acrid smoke. Residents walk around with surgical masks and cover their faces with scarves. A backhoe fills a dump truck with wreckage from the building.
So, Pastor, we're with you.
Yes.
You're not alone.
Flanked by several religious leaders, Pastor Thomas Perez held a prayer vigil nearby and stopped by the site. He's the head of the Spanish Christian Church, which was on the ground floor of one of the buildings that's no longer there. He says he lost 5 members of his congregation in the blast.
It's God's will, although we won't understand his doing, but we have the peace that he gave us, and we just trust that it's going to be better with the help, with the blessing of the Lord.
Several of his parishioners remain in the hospital. Pastor Perez plans to visit them. The city says an investigation of the explosion is ongoing. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.